My name is Prakash Tyagi, and I'm from India. I am an internal medicine physician and a geriatrician, and it's wonderful to be in this conference. It's wonderful to be back in New Orleans. I used to be a New Orleans resident before Hurricane Katrina, and used to be a Fulbright scholar at Tulane Medical Center, but left the city after the flooding. So it's good to be back and to be in this conference. So I'm going to talk to you about this program that we do in India, promoting and advocating for age-friendly healthcare in the Thar, which is the desert of the country. And I'm going to talk about that. And I have no disclosures to make. This is briefly is the overview of my presentation. I will speak about India and this particular desert. The organization, which is known as Gravis, that I work with, what is our work on aging and health, and what have we learned, and where do we go from here? So that's the brief outline. India, as you know, is the second largest country on the planet, very large population, and also has a very high number of older people. Not as much in terms of the proportions as other countries like Taiwan, for example, or Singapore in the neighboring regions. But still, more than 100 million people of 60 years plus age group in India. So that's a large number. So aging is definitely a significant challenge for the country. More older people live in rural areas in India. 70% of India lives in rural areas. So that's 850 million people out of our 1.25 billion population. So a lot of older people live in the rural settings where there is more poverty. And Thar desert is a very backward area, and older people in this particular area live in even greater difficulties and poverty. Life expectancy in India is touching the 70 mark, which is quite a progress. It used to be around 35 about 70 years ago when British left India in 1947. So since then it has been doubled. So 70 is a very respectable figure. Of course, not as good as in the developed countries of the world. Again, more than 100 million older people live in the country, and this number is likely to go to 170 million by 2030. And there is another figure which says that China and India will have about 500 million older people by 2030. China is, of course, even bigger than India. And then the dual challenge, not only the older people's numbers are growing, India is also one of the youngest country in the world. It has a large number of people who are under 35. So there are employment challenges, educational challenges, all these things. Feminization, more older women than older men. And then the rural and poverty issues that I talked about. Our health system is very much a private medical care dominant system. 80% of India's healthcare is provided by private medical organizations or players. Only 20% is provided by the state or by the government. And the private medical care is expensive, and the government medical care is inexpensive. And majority of people cannot afford private care, so they are the ones who are trapped in this 80-20 rule. India is also a unique country which has very high end of medical care, which is expensive, but also very low end of medical care. India is one of the unhealthiest countries in the world, with very high numbers of people living under malnutrition, very high rates of prevalence of diseases, both communicable and non-communicable. Geriatric medicine is one of the weakest disciplines in medical training in the country. That's probably the pattern globally, but in India in particular, we don't have too much of a focus on geriatric medicine. And then there is a national health policy in the country, which has a national policy for older people too. Double burden of disease in older people, both communicable and non-communicable diseases. And non-communicable diseases are becoming the new challenge for the rural India, where only communicable diseases used to be more prevalent in the past, such as malaria and TB. Now we have heart disease, we have metabolic diseases such as diabetes. HIV and AIDS is the other challenge, which is, you know, unexplored, unaccounted, because people don't look at HIV and aging. but it's definitely becoming a problem. And then some new programs are coming up, an age-friendly healthcare concept about which I will talk a little bit more. What are the major issues in the country? I did talk about socio-economic issues, which are poverty, migration, and isolation, the double burden of disease, and then the communicable diseases such as malaria, TB, and HIV. And the main non-communicable diseases are cancer, diabetes, and cardiovascular diseases, and a significant amount of problem with eye issues, mainly cataract. Other issues in older people's health spectrum are mental health issues. Nutrition is a significant issue. A lot of older people are malnourished because of poverty, water and food insecurity. Sanitation is a major problem in the country. Large numbers of people in rural India and also in the slums of the cities live without toilets and poor sanitation arrangements. Water quality becomes a serious problem, mainly in urban India, where the water supply is extremely polluted, and therefore there are waterborne diseases, and then the challenges of older women. This is the map of the country, and the area that I'm going to talk about, which is known as Thar Desert, is in the state of Rajasthan, which is on the left of the slide and the pink color. So to give you an idea where this work is. The desert of Thar is one of the most underdeveloped parts of India and of the world, and this is the state's map on the right bottom. It's in the northwest of the country, as you saw in the map. It's very arid, very dry, very hot. 30 degrees Celsius is cold in Thar Desert. 85 Fahrenheit is cold. It doesn't get hot before 50 degrees Celsius, you know. So that's the kind of heat and aridity and dryness which is there. About 200 millimeters of rain in a year, that's about 8 inches. Water and food insecurity, major health issues. Is home to about 26 million people, out of which 2.5 million are older people. And I will skip a few of these things because I have talked about them. Gravis is an organization which is working for community development in this area. We cover 1,200 villages and about 1.2 million people with our work, and there is a strong focus of our work on water and food security programs, as well as healthcare linked with drought mitigation. And then aging is an important part of our overall approach. We partner with a number of global agencies that focus on aging. HelpAge International, which is the leading global organization based in the UK. WHO, of course, the UN body, and International Federation on Aging. We are active for 31 years, and we operate through 16 offices in that area. There is a strong focus on forming community-based groups. There are 2,800 that we work with, out of which there are 140 groups of older people or older people's associations. Aging and health is an important part of our work. We run a fully equipped hospital in a rural setting that takes care of the health needs of 60,000 older people in that area, both indoor and outdoor medical services. We have an eye care unit, which is very important because of the cataract surgeries. And then we treat about 12,000 older people in a year and doing about 2,000 eye surgeries in a year. And then in order to reach out to people who are in very remote areas, we have satellite clinics in which we do screening and basic treatment services. We have a community-based program which focuses on control of the main communicable diseases, TB, HIV and AIDS, and malaria. And then we also take our medical teams to the villages in remote areas to do outreach medical camps. We have also been able to develop a cadre of health workers. Over 500 of them have been trained on age-friendly healthcare. And then there is a focus on advocacy on age-friendly healthcare. There are a number of seminars and workshops that we have organized to bring government attention and the attention of other NGOs to focus on aging and health. We have also been doing research on the local issues of aging, and with all this advocacy and research, we then interact and communicate with the government health departments to get more attention on aging issues. So we have been able to do 8 publication studies on this issue. We also partner in a regional project on self-care in Southeast Asia region partnership with other organizations. And we have recently accomplished a research study focusing on the so-called double burden of disease, communicable and non-communicable diseases in South Asia, which is 5 countries. And then we do training of counselors who can provide mental health support to older people. What has been our learning? And I'll wrap up in 1 minute, so the time is coming to an end. The older people have a great potential of contributing in developmental programs. They are the ones who want to be the recipients of the services, but they also want to be an active, a contributor. Locally designed training manuals have been very effective. In a country like India, where there is, diversity within the country and there cannot be a national training curriculum. So locally designed training manuals are important. Good nutrition is the key, especially in drought-prone areas, especially in water-deficient areas. So therefore, it's important to have nutrition programs and educate elderly populations on nutrition. And then again, the double burden of disease. So therefore, health education needs to be tailored in a way that it focuses both on infections and non-communicable diseases. Water quality is another big challenge, and we have found that we need to focus more on that. The health workers are very well received in the communities because they are local people, locally trained. There is a great need of improving and enhancing geriatric training in India, also in countries like the US where it is poorly funded, and then self-care models by which older people can take care of their health needs in their homes. What is it that we want to do in future? We definitely want to expand our village health workers model. We want to be as qualitative as possible in our medical services in the hospital as well as in the clinics. Research capacity needs to be enhanced. We need to partner more with the government because government has the resources. Village health funds will be something like micro insurance at the community level. Those need to be created, expanded. And of course, the advocacy needs to continue because we are seeing this aging population segments increasing in India and everywhere else. Thank you very much for your attention. And if there is any question, then I can respond to it.